Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The OSU Wheat Improvement Team invests an average of 10 to 12 years developing each of the high-performing varieties for which the breeding program is known. Baker's Ann, for instance, named in honor of OSU's first cowgirl, Ann Hargis, recognizes the variety's outstanding baking and milling qualities. Then there's Skydance, a variety that's already used to make artisan flour for an out-of-state commercial baking operation. State wheat breeder and chair of the Oklahoma Wheat Improvement Team, Dr. Brett Carver, says his program's emphasis on milling and baking qualities not only helps the end user, it helps the producer, too.
It's a global world. You know, it's a global world of wheat production, and we compete globally. The only way we're going to be able to compete is compete on quality. You know, we have to compete on bushels on a local basis, no doubt about that. But to compete out in those world markets, it's going to be on the basis of quality. And so, you know, quality is right there with yield. In fact, it's a little bit higher priority.
To learn more about these and other OSU-derived wheat varieties, go to okwheat.org.
Well, cash cattle activity remains at a standstill with bids and asking prices yet to be established for the week. If packer activity starts to slow through the middle of February, it may add increased softness to cash cattle prices the next couple of weeks. But the reason for the slowdown is tighter supply of market-ready cattle, which gives feeders significantly more advantage to leverage the cattle they have through the coming weeks. Late week trade is likely once again, with both sides unlikely to give in quickly from initial positions when they do step back into the market. Futures trades expected mixed early today, with a combination of short covering and follow-through selling moving back into the complex. Given the aggressive market rally in the hog futures this week, last week, prices have a long leash at this point before any sense of technical market indicators are seen. This could allow for another day of mixed price direction through the entire lean hog complex. The overall lack of swift moves in cash hog or pork values early in the week is also likely to limit any major changes in fundamental market direction. The wheat markets are mixed, with Chicago lower while Kansas City and Minneapolis are posting light gains following two-sided trade this morning. After an exciting 2019 and a solid January, wheat markets have turned sleepy as funds have moved to a record net long position in Chicago and are basically retaining their positions in Kansas City and Minneapolis as an intermarket edge against soft red winter. Now, corn prices are slightly lower overnight, moving right back toward the 380 mark that the March contract has tagged the last seven sessions. Traders are most likely content to wait for updated estimates on Brazil from CONAB and the U.S. from USDA. Increases are expected in South America, while the February WASD should be fairly quiet this month. The soy complex is mixed, with soybeans trading both sides overnight and the March contract putting its seventh session winning streak on the line. We're going to check futures in a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for tomorrow. Livestock, the Superior way.
Close yesterday, February live cattle down 102, 120.30, April down 112, 118.67, March feeder cattle up 50 cents, 135.70, April up 2 cents, 137.52, April hogs down 117, 65.07, May down 45 cents, 74.40, Kansas City wheat, the March down 3 quarters, 471 and 3 quarters, May down a quarter penny at 478 and a quarter, Chicago wheat, March down 3 cents, 549, May's down 2 cents at 549 and a half. March corn down 1.5, 380 and a quarter. May's down 1.25 at 385 and a quarter. March soybeans up a quarter penny, 884 and a half. May's up a quarter penny at 897 and a half. Cotton futures, March up 31 cents at 68.50. May's up 34 cents, 69.08. March crude up 86 cents at 50.43. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.